no matter the age or the music, it has to be Borders Hospital Radio.
Yeah, the Corrs there in Breathless. And I think this maybe just take us nicely up to our break time.
What a day!
Yes, taking us nicely up to 3 o'clock. You got the kettle on. What are you having? Your cup of tea, your cup of coffee, your hot chocolate, or what are you having? I'm having a cup of tea. Supertramp there with Dreamer. So what we've got to do, we've got to do this.
Broadcasting live from the Borders General Hospital. This is Borders Hospital Radio. Channel 1.
Okay, let us do it.
For your requests, call 6077 or pop up to level 2. Our front door is opposite the main staircase and lifts. Stand by for an hour of the best music with Ewan Thompson on Borders Hospital Radio.
Well, as I say, when I started the show, I said at 2 o'clock, it was a beautiful day here at Borders General, and I thought, sunshining, we had a good touch of frost this morning, sunshining, still shining, and I thought, once again for a wee walk.
Yeah.
Only because the sun's shining. If it'd been raining, we wouldn't be doing this. So you ready? Get your coat on. And we'll go for a walk with Dire Straits.
We'll
Yeah, Dire Straits there with Walk of Life. It's special, as I say, because it's such a good day and that'll walk your tea off. I've got a request for a song, and I was going through the library and I found this version. It's from Sinead O'Connor. Title of the song, Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
Thank you. myself out an early grave. And I know I only met you a week ago, but I'm always gonna love you till my heart stops beating. And I know you don't really know me at all, but I'm always gonna love you till my heart stops beating. Your best friend said that I'm nothing but mud, blame it on the chemicals in my blood. I'm nothing but a stranger in your eyes, but I feel as though I've known you for all my life.
coming.
I never get that kind of reception.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm alright, you.
Somebody asked if I could please play a Bryan Adams track. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I was going through the computer and I found that one, Straight From the Heart. It's a great song. Right, I've got somebody on the line. First of all, I've got to do that. That's alright. I've got somebody on the line. So, if I do that, and I'm going to cut it. I've got Alison in with me at the present moment, and she's actually speaking to this person, so I'm going to say to him, I'm going to do that and say hello. Oh, first of all, I've got to do this, and I should have somebody else on the line, shouldn't I?
You have now, I reckon. What, you forgot to press
it? I forgot to press the other button. You had no idea where you were actually speaking to, did you?
Of course I had.
Oh, did he? Oh, you're clever. It's funny because Alison was in about a fortnight ago and she was actually speaking to Ian, who is our computer whiz kid. And Ian was blathering away here and Alison was blathering. And his phone went kaput. And Alison's words to me was, I didn't think he had any idea who I was. And he was speaking to her like a long-lost friend, but he had no idea. Alison has kindly donated, that I'll tell you live on air, that's my bones. I have got, can you understand that bottle? What's that other bottle? Oh, they're both the same. Thanks, Alison. I have been given 2 bottles of the famous Grouse Scotch whisky.
Oh my God.
The first of our prizes for our grand prize draw, which will take place in December.
Yes, that's well minded. I'll have to chase somebody up on that.
And once I said that, people came rushing for tickets. Tickets would have cost £5 for a pound.
Aye. That's right.
If you wanted tickets at the present moment, you know where to come. The door's standing wide open. You can win 1 bottle off the famous Grouse. There was loads and loads and loads and loads and loads of other prizes. But big thanks to Alison for giving us that. Right. You're going to tell us something, aren't you? I hope you're going to tell us something. You're going to tell us about somebody on the show. I'll tell you this, I listened to it on Saturday night and I've enjoyed it. I listened to it, I can't mind what I was watching on the telly, and I was watching the telly and listening to you at the same time.
It just shows...
I'm clever, you see, I can multitask.
Yes, aye. We've heard that before, Mr. Thompson.
All right, aye.
So you want me to tell you about Saturday night?
That's what you're on for, is it, no?
Well, it was, and I also had another conversation with you, and I didn't know whether you were wanting me to say something about it or not.
I didn't know that. Oh, no, keep that quiet, because I'm going to try and get a jingle made.
All right, that's fine.
And then what we can do is, we'll announce that, and then we'll get requests in.
Aye, it's just I'm looking at the calendar and thinking
when is it?
19th.
Off.
March.
Right, we'll announce that next week. We'll keep them on suspend.
That's fine.
So if you want to know the news, next Thursday. Or unless you come on next Tuesday.
Well, do you want us to come on the 28th and we'll broadcast it?
Aye, no problem.
Right, we'll do that.
We've got something to tell you, but we're not going to tell you until Tuesday. So that makes you listen And it's usual about this time after our break time, because Kevin has his cup of tea or cup of coffee, and then we'll announce it.
Right, I'll make it about this time on Tuesday, that's no bother.
But, okay. What's on Saturday?
Well, I was going to say, we'll now go back to what you wanted us to talk about the first instance, which is Saturday. Saturday is Bill Sharp.
Oh, we're staying local.
We're staying very local, in fact. Bill Sharp, obviously, was the teacher initially at Clinkscales in Melrose. In their heyday.
He had an orchestra, didn't he? An accordion orchestra.
That's right. From his pupils, he selected the good pupils and created an orchestra. The only thing with the orchestra is it was born about 6 or 7 times in the period he had it, because all the kids kept leaving to go to uni.
I think you were one of his pupils in his orchestra, weren't you?
I was one of his pupils. I wasn't in the orchestra. The orchestra wasn't born when I was.
All right. Of course, written up. We've gone back 50-odd years, haven't we?
James, Lenny, you're right with 50, but just good, James.
All right. 50 plus what?